Identifying.
Let's go.
You're about to experience action like you've never heard it before. Action sports, celebrities, badasses, and massive interviews. All coming to you from the Polaris Razor Studio. This is Jim Beaver's Project Action, exclusively on Podcast One.
Welcome to this week's Project Action on Podcast One, coming at you from the Polaris Razor Studios. I'm Jim Beaver, and we got an epic one. We're mixing up some of my favorites this week. That is right. We've got my good friend Bill Hines. You know him from United Fiber and Data. You know that company with the bright blue badass cars that you see Marco Andretti driving in the Indy 500. You see them in stadium super trucks. My friend Sarah Price raced for United Fiber and Data at one point. Bill Hines, he is the owner of United Fiber and Data. He's also a stadium super trucks competitor, and he also took his very first ever stadium super trucks victory not too long ago out there at Lake Elsinore. So we're going to catch up with Bill Hines. But when I text Bill Hines to get him on air, he is also business partners with Chad Taylor. Yes, that Chad Taylor, the Chad Taylor of the band Live. You know that band Live in the mid-90s, Throwing Copper, Lightning Crashes, Shit Town. It's some amazing songs and music. One of the greatest albums of all time. One of the definitive albums of the 90s. Yes, that Chad Taylor. He is on the show today along with Bill Hines. And I got to tell you, this is a funny, hilarious, just a downright epically good interview that I think you guys are really, really going to enjoy. Now, you may have got part of it on the Down and Dirty Radio Show earlier this week. This is the uncensored, uncut version. It's even funnier because we don't bleep out the shits. And and it's uncut, man. It's so long that we had to break it up into like three or four segments on the national show. So you guys are getting like the director's cut of this deal. Actually, not a director's cut. This is the cut that I haven't cut anything. You're getting it all. Good, bad, indifferent. And you're going to be laughing your asses off. That's all I got to say about that. But fun interview coming your way. This is the type of interview that makes podcasting fun. And I think you guys are truly, truly going to enjoy it. We talk off-road. We talk IndyCar. We talk business, marketing, music, rock and roll. Like, I don't know what more you can cram into an interview, but we sure as hell tried, man. It is definitely a fun one, and I can't wait to share it with you guys. If you're just tuning in, this is your first time on Project Action, thank you for tuning in. Much appreciated. Please go over to iTunes, subscribe, hit the subscribe button, boom, subscribe right there on iTunes. And while you're at it, go and subscribe to the Down and Dirty Radio Show. That's right. Boom. Hit that subscribe button. What that's going to do, it's going to make these pop right into your phone, iDevice, computer, whatever. Makes it the easiest way possible to get these shows. And I am thankful when you guys do that. And once you subscribe, leave a rating or review to both shows. And, leave your Twitter, Instagram, @ username. And if I see that in the review, I will follow you back on social media. Speaking of social media, if you want to follow me, you got any questions for me, you got guest suggestions, feedback on the shows, Jimmy, I hate you, Jimmy, I love you, Jimmy, I want to marry you, Jimmy, I want to hit you over the head with a baseball bat. Yeah, those type of questions, @ Jim Beaver 15, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. There's also a Facebook group. It's Facebook groups, Jim Beaver 15. You can also go to downanddirtyshow.com and use the contact form there, and boom. It is locked and loaded there. So we got some big news coming out next week. Probably drop it on both Project Action and the Down and Dirty Radio Show regarding my co-host and partner in crime, Amy Hood. So I think you guys are really going to be stoked on that if you're a fan of her, my shows, whatever. So you guys are definitely going to want to be looking for that when it drops next Tuesday. So we got this amazingly long, like 30-minute-plus minute interview with Hines and Taylor. Before that, I got to tell you about a couple of our sponsors, and one, our good friends at Amsoil. They've got something absolutely epic planned for you guys, and it is a trip to one of the greatest spectacles of all of motorsports, the Indy 500. Trust me, I went last year and it was mind-blowing, but this time you guys can go. And it's a trip, not just the Indy 500, but it's the ultimate Indy 500 fan experience. And that's exactly what AMSOIL, maker of some of the best synthetic motor oils on the planet, is giving away this spring. One grand prize winner will win the trip of a lifetime to the Indy 500 to watch some of the fastest cars and best drivers battle to have their names etched alongside the greats like Foyt, Andretti, Unster, and Castroneves. But that's not all. Listen to what else awaits the grand prize winner. You're going to get pit access. I've had that. Trust me, it's worth it. You're going to get dinner with an Indy 500 legend. I haven't had that, but you will. VIP track access. I've had that, and I got to tell you, it is epic. Sweet access to watch a race. Man, that's way above my pay grade, but it's not going to be above yours. A grand in cash. Man, I can't tell you last time I had $1,000, but you're going to have it. Round trip airfare for two, to and from the Indy 5, our Indianapolis, Indiana. Hotel accommodations for two for up to 5 nights. Ground transportation and a chance to meet the drivers. So just like they do when they're making high-performance synthetic motor oils, AMSOIL went the extra mile with this sweepstakes. You know what else they're throwing in? If that's not enough, 10 first-place winners is going to receive one free digital download code from Monster Energy Supercross, the official video game. And trust me, I just literally bought that game last night. It is epic. So to enter this amazing contest, all you have to do is text Indy, that's INDY, to 41487. That's Indy, INDY, to 41487, or visit AMSOIL.com/Indy and get in on the AMSOIL Ultimate Indy 500 fan experience. And, you know, we've also got our good friends over there at TrueCar, and they've got some useful car tips you might not be aware of. A coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean your interior. Removing excess weight from your car will improve gas mileage, and you can place your key fob to your chin and increase its range. Weird, right? Well, here's another tip you might not know about. TrueCar also helps people get used cars. That's right. TrueCar isn't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, I feel like I need to be, what is it, like Dr. Evil, like the whole Austin Powers thing? $1 million. That's right, TrueCar. They got 1 million used cars. You'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you're buying a new one or a used one. And with TrueCar, you can see what others paid, so you'll know what if you're getting a good deal before you buy. There's also, you're more likely to buy enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. Man, I got so excited talking about TrueCar, I kind of got like tongue-tied there. That's never happened before. And just so you know, I'm leaving that in here, right? Man, I made a mistake, so I didn't make a mistake, just got tongue-tied, but we're going to leave it in just for the sake of you guys knowing that I actually believe in this stuff, right? It's not some pre-taped thing we just throw in there, man. TrueCar. I buy all my cars from TrueCar. No joke. My last Subaru WRX STI, found that Hyper Blue Edition, one of 700. They only made 700 of them, but you know what? TrueCar, they got me locked in and helped me buy that car. And you know what? Everybody's got a to-do list. Mine is insanely long at the start of the day, and it gets longer by the hour. Sometimes it includes emails. Sometimes it's drop off the dry cleaning, go to the grocery store, pick up milk, pick up the kids. You never know what's going to be on it, but here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance to your daily to-do list. And the good thing is you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do, go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you listening, could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket just may be the most rewarding thing that you do today. All right. Thank you, Geico, TrueCar, AMSOIL. Thank you guys for listening in. Right now, we've got that epic interview with Bill Hines and Chad Taylor of the band live right about now. Got Bill Hines with United Fiber and Data Racing, Chad Taylor with Live. How's everything going, guys?
Pretty good.
Doing great, brother.
Man, so
very well.
Yeah, I got to ask you guys first. I mean, you know, I've had Hines on air before. Chad, this is your first time on air. I know you guys are close friends. I know you guys are both from York, PA. How did you guys get linked up? I mean, how does this, you know, how does Bill Hines, who's a racer and involved in these tech companies, and then you got Live, who, you know, I say are one of the most influential bands of the 90s. How do you guys get linked up here?
So, Jim, interesting enough, racing is what linked us. So I owned a film company called Aurora Films for, I don't know, maybe 15 years of my life. And had been producing both feature films and television shows. with that company, and we had a mutual friend that linked us up about a potential television show that Bill Hines had been working on with Michael Andretti and Andretti Autosport. And it's basically through this mutual friend, just Bill and I, we hit it off. Interesting enough, we tried to work on the TV show and all those things, but nothing ever came of that. But what wound up happening is that we formed the Think Loud companies together and started to build those companies. Then eventually we worked on United Fiber and Data together. And now we have a media company, which is called YRK, which produces, you know, media content like how we originally met, which is it all links back essentially to racing.
Yeah, that's the root of everything, right? So, yeah, and Bill, I mean, you know, how did you, you know, obviously you, I know you've got a story there, you know, and then you've got UFD and things like that. But, you know, have you always been just hooked by the racing bug? Because, I mean, it seems like all of us, right, we work so we can actually fund our racing habit. You know, is that kind of how it worked with you? I mean, how did this whole racing career, you know, kind of spin off from these companies you've got?
Actually, no, it didn't happen that way. And basically, you know, I didn't start racing until 2014. And it was actually, I got into an argument with, you know, a CPA. And basically what they said was like, oh, you know, I said, you know, if you give me 2 weeks in the CPA booklet, I'll pass that exam. And they were like, oh, you think you could do anything? And I said, whatever I put my mind to, I'm absolutely going to crush. And Chad Taylor was in the room. He's like, yeah, he goes, you know, the thing about me and Bill is that, you know, when we put our mind to something, we go out and we do it, you know. And so the person points to, we had a James Hinchcliffe, number 27 UFD IndyCar model on our conference room table. And they were like, well, you know, oh, like you think you could jump in a race car and go racing? And I was like, if I want to, yes. So from that, I signed up for Skip Barber, racing school, went to a 3-day program, then a 2-day program, and then all of a sudden I'm actually at the Long Beach Grand Prix and I see EJ Vizo, who's a good friend of mine and Chad's, and racing in stadium super trucks, and I see him, I'm like, that is just the coolest stuff ever. And he won, and so we run down to you know, victory. Actually, he came in second on that one because Robbie Gordon kind of cut the track and cheated on that one, but we won't talk about that. But then we were in Detroit, and then he swept Detroit. He swept all three races in Detroit, all three of them. And then Robbie had his business manager there, and they wanted me to sponsor EJ at X Games, so I did. Me and Chad sponsored EJ for X Games, and we put live on the truck. And you know, from that, I was like, EJ's like, Bill, I know you've been going to school and stuff like that. Why don't you try this? So I tested, and Robbie wouldn't let me get into a professional race until I could meet a certain time. You know, he's just not putting anyone in the truck. And, you know, I just kept working with Robbie Gordon and EJ Vizo at the time, and just working, practicing. And one day, you know, I was like 5 seconds, 10 seconds off the pace. And then I just got frustrated. I went back, came back a couple of days later down to North Carolina to his racetrack, and then I absolutely crushed the time that he needed. And then my first race was 2014 at the Toronto Grand Prix. So I remember Michael Andretti is on his scooter. He comes up to me and he goes, whatever you do, don't hurt your right hand. And then that's the check signing hand for the sponsorship for Andretti. So. So that was kind of funny.
Well,
that's how I got into it. And like, honestly, I would always tell Michael, like, I don't get it. I never got it. Just like I don't get, like, you know, well, actually, I get it now. I would always say that to Chad Taylor. But, you know, standing on stage, you know, next to him while he's playing in front of 50,000 people, you feel that energy from the crowd. And, man, it wasn't until I got to Adelaide in 2015 for the first time, and there's like 300,000 people in the stands, and you can hear them in the truck, and you're like, okay, I get it now. So, you know, when you have those big crowds like that and people are coming, I remember the first time I'm with Chad Taylor, somebody comes up to me and is like, hey, can I have your autograph? And I'm like, oh, you mean him? And Chad's like punching me, just sign the damn thing. You know, like, it's kind of funny.
That is funny. You know, and it's funny you say that too, you know, because The only thing I can put in perspective, I mean, I've raced a lot, but a lot of it's desert racing and stuff like that. We get, you know, a few fans and things like that. But you talk about that, and I had, you know, Impact gave me some kind of crazy VIP passes for the Indy 500. And here I am in, you know, the Andretti pits this last year, and I'm walking the, you know, out on the bricks and everything else. And there's just, you know, literally, you know, this was like, this was qualifying weekend, and there's tens of thousands of people. We're not talking the hundreds of thousands show up race day, but like you're there and you just go, wow, like this is a big deal, you know. It's, and I can only imagine being on stage, you know, and, you know, playing in a concert, or it's got to be very much the same feeling, but it's pretty surreal once you finally get to feel that, you know.
Yeah, I think it's crazy, and for the first time ever, really, I like to say me and Chad are going to share a stage in March, because Live headlines the Adelaide 500 on Saturday night, and I get to race in the event Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with Stadium Super Truck. So, and that's in Adelaide, South Australia, so it's going to be a great event.
Yeah. Well, and here's a question for you, Chad, too. I know you're going to Australia and things like that. I did an interview not too long ago with Sebastian Bach from Skid Row, and he was saying, you know, he's like, there's just a different feel when you go and play at Australia and some of these other countries around the world that you don't get in the United States. He says it's just like these rabid fan bases. I mean, do you feel like the same thing? You go to Australia and it's just off the chain?
Well, you know, I will say this, that many of the markets in the world, especially, I mean, for me, what really stands out are the Latin markets, like playing in Brazil, and there's just something about people dancing and singing that, you know, like they're, I guess, more free to move their bodies and to express themselves verbally. And then, of course, you know, the Australians are cantankerous. Like, they're like, loud, rowdy. Sort of every Australian I know is Paul Morris in some weird way, shape, or form. Like they're big and there's just nothing like having an Australian audience sing back to you. It's insane. I've played in front of crowds down there where I've had a hard time hearing the band on stage because the fans are singing so loud. And of course, this is going to be a really cool event to go down and to, you know, to perform. Have live. I think we're doing three shows in Australia. But, you know, the one that's really standing out to me, I'm like so pumped for it, is to play the Adelaide 500 and be able to, you know, watch Bill race on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and, you know, and cheer him on. That's going to be tough. And then, of course, I've become friends with a lot of the racers in that series, so it's going to be great to watch them compete. And recently, I got a chance to drive a V8 supercar on a test track at Norwell Motorplex, and that's the first professional race car I ever got to drive. And I have to say, I had a blast. It was an awesome time.
How was
and
the right
hand
drive?
He did really good too.
Yeah, how was the right hand drive? If that's your first race car, I mean, your right hand drive, you're shifting with your left, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
he
missed
a few shifts.
Funny,
don't let him lie to you.
I adjusted to that really quick.
He did.
And then I was, you know, fortunate enough to work with, you know, a great instructor. And, you know, very quickly we were knocking seconds off my time. And, you know, by the end I was running, you know, pretty close to pace on the track. And, the instructor thought, you know, that I had previous driving experience, which I didn't. But, you know, I've been around race cars my whole life. I grew up on dirt tracks. My hometown dirt track would have been Hagerstown Speedway in Hagerstown, Maryland. And so they would race, you know, late mile stock cars and sprint cars down there. And this is before the world of outlaws and all that really stuff started happening. So it was all homegrown teams. And there was a driver named Tom Peck, and my dad, and he was from the same hometown, McConnellsburg, Pennsylvania. And I got to, you know, basically help, when I say wrench on the car, I was a tiny little kid. I would scrape mud off the car and all that stuff. But I was in the pits and around race cars really before I was around music. And so it was just in my blood, and now it's pretty exciting getting a chance to sponsor drivers like Bill and, say, you know, Ari from The Bachelor and Paul Morris. All these guys are such incredible characters, and, you know, we're just happy to support the sport. And then, you know, the fans, the same fans that love live love racing.
Yeah.
They're completely interchangeable, and it's one of the reasons why we got so involved in IndyCar and, of course, getting super trucks.
Yeah, and I kind of feel that way, too. You know, it just seems like the motorsports fans and music fans, and it's interchangeable. A lot of us listen to the same type of music and, you know, like the same type of racing and totally feel that. But, Bill, we got to switch gears here, man. We got you guys on air.
Sure.
Because Chad, you know, Chad posted up something about your win at SST. I know you did. I was going to reach out to you, and then you tagged me on Instagram. And I'm like, well, we definitely need to make this happen. But I just went back and watched, like, the main event there. Like, I know you won. But how the hell did you win? I'm still trying to figure this out. Like, a win's a win, man. Props to you. But how did this whole thing shake out?
I think everybody was trying to figure that out. Even the flagger who thought I was a half a lap down and forgot to wave the white and checker at me. Like, he didn't know. He really is like, oh, that's just Hines. He's doing what he always does, is just hanging around the back, having fun back there, which is true. But so – with this, you know, in dirt races, short track dirt races, we employ a joker lap, okay? And really, the way the series created the joker lap for is to create passing opportunities in really tight environments. So, like when we were in Beijing or at Valvoline Speedway and down in Sydney, Australia, you know, these stadium races, you know, it's really the person in the front. It's just, you know, there's no passing opportunity. So these jokers allow you to get kind of clean air. They do it in GRC and some other series as well. So I you get two jokers. One you have the first half of the race, and the other you get the second half of the race. So I used my first joker my first lap. I just wanted to. I started 11th, so I said, you know, let me try to get out in some clean air and see what I could do. And then they had the competition caution, and I was saving. It's actually funny. I had my cell phone with me. I had nowhere to put it. I had nobody next to me, and Paul Morris is texting me literally as I'm gritting, and he goes, "Mate, take the joker on the second to last lap, you know, before it goes to the white flag." And I was like, okay. He goes, "You could win this sucker. Just stay the strategy." He goes, "There'll be carnage because everyone's going to go for it." And that's what I did. So I was waiting till the last possible second. I saw everyone peel off and take their joker. So I knew everyone had taken it. Then there was a late red flag. And at that time, only myself and Matt Brabham didn't take it. Matt then takes his on the very next lap. Then there's a yellow. So then I'm just licking my chops. I'm like, I know I got this. So, you know, I'm sitting in ninth at that point. And, you know, then the green flag goes, and I take the joker on the green flag lap. And then the white flag was supposed to happen. And they just, you know, the flaggers just looking at me going around. And, you know, if you see my onboard from the video, I'm like screaming at them and giving them the finger. And like, they ain't stealing this one from me. I worked very hard on this. So
it's been a couple of years in the making, right? Do you feel like it legitimizes you now?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? To compete in this series, and you know racing off-road trucks, I mean, listen, off-road trucks, whether you're in any of the other series or even, like, you know, with stadium super trucks, they're a handful. They're probably one of the hardest categories to drive. And to be able to compete with the likes of Robbie Gordon and EJ Vizos and Paul Morris and Matt Brabham and Sheldon Creed. These guys, you know, in off-road and even on asphalt, they're absolutely legends. And, you know, I remember doing an interview with CBS back in, actually, it was NBC, back in 2014 about how I got in the series. And I said, you know, I really want to thank Robbie for helping me and training me. And then I look forward to beating him one day. And everyone laughed at that, but it came true. Like, I legitimately beat everybody. And, yeah, some people say it wasn't on pace, but I was under a second to everyone on the time as far as that. So I was close enough to where I needed to be that when something happened, I could take advantage of it. So, you know, hey, part of racing is strategy. Like, we came in second in the 25 hours of Thunder Hill with a team, you know, of Roger Eagleton and Henry Morris, Rene Villeneuve, and Matty Brabham, and our car was probably second and a half slower. We're going against BMWs and Porsches and, you know, all these cars, and but yet we extended our fuel stops and stayed in the double stint. So some of us stayed in the car for two to four hours at a time, and we got second in our class, and people were like, wow, that was like the little four-cylinder engine car that could. So I don't care how we get on the podium. If it's strategy or pace, just get on the podium, you know, and that's what the sponsors like. And, you know, got to keep Live happy, you know, they're a rock band. They'll smash me over the head with a guitar.
I got to keep Live happy.
Well, the thing, in the past, in like Bill's first season in Stadium Super Trucks, you know, he was always trying to get the sponsor brand out there by basically tilting the truck on its side and rolling over. So So it would get extra camera coverage, but not for victory. So it's nice to see Bill rightfully in first place with the victory. This guy has worked so hard behind the scenes. And I think the other thing, too, is he's been so supportive not only of stadium super trucks, but all the drivers in the series. And I think that's, I've never seen anybody root harder for a guy that's new to the sport to get a victory and get a win. And so, it's huge congrats to him. It's a massive moment. And I have a strange feeling that this is the first of many.
Yeah, you know how it is. Once it rains, it starts pouring, right? I mean, it's like you get the monkey off your back, and then they start rolling in, more podiums and more wins and things like that, So, and hey, you're the points leader right now, right? I mean, one round down, and you're the points leader in 2018. Like, that's probably not a position you thought you'd be in coming into the new year, right?
No, I mean, actually driving into the, I was talking to a few people and actually, Ari Leyendyke Jr., the kissing bandit, the bachelor, whatever you want to call him, my teammate, we did test him for herpes, so he's clean. Anyway, you can say that on terrestrial radio.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I love Ari. Yeah. He's a good friend of mine. Him and I text all the time.
Yeah,
so it's
awesome.
It's all good.
Me too. So, I was talking to everybody and I said, listen, I really feel like I can win a race this year. I said, actually another person I work with a lot is Alex Primat. He's the French driver and he works at the EXR racing series and Exotics Racing in Las Vegas. So you want to have a blast. For entry level, like arrive and drive, the Exotics Racing program they have over there is just phenomenal. And, Roman Thieven and David Parisset run that place, and they've worked with me along with Alex and Tristan Vautier and getting me just smoother in the car. So they would said, Bill, man, my biggest problem was on the brakes, So I guess a king of the late breakers, as Paul Morris would like to say. And I would burn up my brakes too much, I was always on them, and they've really worked hard with me. And they would put cameras on my feet, they were like, what are you doing down there? We just don't know. And and just everyone that really works so hard to work with me, I appreciate all of those guys. Hey, how did Paul Newman learn how to drive? He took a four-cylinder Datsun, had instruction by Mario Andretti, and then when he went to the bigger V8 stuff, So that EXR series, has really helped me out a lot. And, I'm going to continue to do it this year. I won the actually endurance championship in that series as well. So I do have some other victories, but, none were as prestigious as, the second place is, the 25 Hours of Thunderhill. That was a really good team effort. And then also, obviously, my first stadium super truck win, I'm definitely, I feel like Cal Naughton Jr. in Talladega Nights, it's a technicality, but it really wasn't a technicality, but, you ain't taking it away from me. I'll punch him in the mouth. So.
Well, and from a brand perspective, I got to ask you, about UFD, because before you even started racing, I remember seeing it in IndyCar with Andretti and all over the place. And, how has that been from a brand standpoint? I mean, because you guys are, I know you've sponsored, many stadium super trucks, drivers, some events. Obviously you've got your involvement with Andretti. We saw you at the Indy 500 last year. I mean, how has that been to help grow the UFD brand?
Well, currently, I'm going to take the first part of it, and then Chad will take the second part of this question. Currently, we have five drivers in Team UFD. Jeff Hoffman, a young kid out of Arizona. Gavin Harlan, another young kid out of Arizona. And those two, I think they'll be vying for the championship along with Ari and, Paul Morris. I don't think my time at the top of the standings will last too much longer, but, I'm going to enjoy it as it is, as being the current point leader. But, when we first started in 2013, started with Marco Andretti, and, we really believe in Marco, and we still do, and he's a phenomenal driver, and we did a primary with James Hinchcliffe, and, so we've been with Andretti since 2013 and in different size capacities. And, what says speed? What says technology? Well, better than racing and the IndyCar series, and that's why, United Fiber and Data, we were looking for something unique, something different, something that wasn't that old corporate stuffy, type of industry. So IndyCar really was something that related to us, and we loved racing, and really the B2B component, just looking at IndyCar paddock, you were there at the Indy 500, how many Fortune 100 and 500 companies did you see there?
Yeah,
tons. It's, and we were able to, you know, Michael Andretti was able to take us hand by hand, you know, and hold us our hand and give us a warm introduction to these, you know, corporates, these CEOs, these decision makers who are out there buying fiber and data center services. So with that, I mean, Chad, do you want to add to that?
Well, you know, I think it's, you know, especially with a telco company like United Fiber and Data, it's, you know, we don't have a tangible product in the sense that, you know, it's, you know, a beer bottle or whatever that you can put in front of someone. It's, you know, fiber optic cable that's stretched all or currently all around Manhattan and headed down to Ashburn, Virginia. And so one of the things that happened is that racing opens up this incredible experiential marketing opportunity where you can take the clients that you want to win over to an event, and it's a family-friendly event. And it has an edge to it, just like we did as the founders of the company. I mean, there's an edge to us. And so we really could see that, first of all, that it looked exciting from the outside. And then when we got involved and we saw our clients' excitement, you know, it was a win-win-win. Literally, our 1 + 1 = 3. And so now we're passionate about the support. And, of course, you know, thanks to Bill's help, we spread our wings and gotten into Stadium Super Trucks and EXR. And it's just been phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, before we let you go, I got one question we got to shoot at you, Chad. I know before we went on air, you were saying you're really good about not slipping up and saying four-letter words when you're, you know, on AM, FM, and terrestrial radio. And I got to ask you, because this is going to get bleeped when I say it, because we're before it goes nationally. But how the hell do you refer to your song Shit Town without saying shit when you're on terrestrial radio?
You know, I think on that one, you just got to say the name. You just have to say Shit Town. I have to tell you, you know, that song is, I think every young person in the world at some point, I don't care if you're from Manhattan or Los Angeles, you know, or Chicago, that you've had, you know, some feeling that, you know, the town that you were in, that you just need to get out from it and spread your wings and get to someplace else. What's so interesting about that song is I never expected to come back home. I never expected to be back in my hometown, but we've built United Fiber and Data and the Think Loud companies all here in our hometown. And we're employing people left and right, and we're watching the companies grow and thrive in this town. When we announced that we were bringing the companies here into York, of course, the very first question I got asked, I need to set this up by saying at the time, my singer, Ed Kowalczyk, my childhood best friend, wasn't in the band. And there was a reporter that said, well, you know, here you are basically back in this town. Like, you know, or do you still call it Shit Town? And I basically had to throw it away and say, well, actually, my singer wrote that song. I'm like, go ask him.
And, he's not in the band anymore.
And, of course, what's so awesome is that Ed is back in the fold. He's back in the band.
Yep.
2017 was all about, you know, reuniting. 2018 is going to be all about new music and lots of tour dates. And I got to tell you, the relationships inside the band, like the 8 years off that we had, literally just made us stronger than ever. I was just in New York City shooting photographs with the guys the other night, and when most people are done their day at work, well, of course, we headed out to a bar, and I'm telling you, I think it was 5 a.m., Ed and I were walking literally in the middle of Broadway in New York City, and well, anyway, I will just say that one of us fell down in the middle of the street. It wasn't me, but you know, like, it's like old times. Like, we're out having a blast. The new music sounds like that. It sounds refreshing and re-energized. And honestly, I can't wait to tell people about, you know, new shows that we have coming up and get some of this music out to people.
Awesome. Yeah,
a ton of new shows. So, Jim, you'll have to come out to a show.
Yeah.
We'll give you some backstage passes.
That'd be rad. I'd love to come out to a show. I mean, like I said, jeez, throwing copper, that album, I mean, it was – Like I said, when I was in high school, I mean, that was – I don't know one person who didn't own that album, right? I mean, it was – I call it one of the definitive albums of the 90s. I mean, it's just an amazing – you know, still this day you can listen to it, and it's still – the songs are just, you know, amazing. So I would love to come to a live show sometime. Be so
well, you want to know a tidbit about that?
Yeah.
You want to know a tidbit about the Throwing Copper album? It's in the top 100 selling albums of all time. And don't believe me, it's on RIAA.com, which certifies album sales. So when people – you know, because, you know, it's funny, the drummer always says, Chad Gracie, the drummer, was like, man, I wish Google was around. We were naming our band, because when you put live in, you get, you know, so many different things up. And he goes, we couldn't Google it to, you know, find a name. And, yeah, but, you know, so, you know, live is like the silent assassin. And they're a tremendous band. And there's a reason they're called live. When you go to a show, and that's why their fans are called Freaks, the Freaks for Live. And, you know, they're just an amazing band live. I mean, they sound just like the album live, and they're really singing. So if they mess up, they stop it, and Ed will say, hey, at least you know we're playing live. And, you know, there's no auto-tuning or anything. The guys are playing their instruments. There's no Milli Vanilli. Believe me, I asked them to do that. I said, put me on stage with a microphone, pretend I'm singing, or guitar. I could be like another drummer or another bass player or something. And they were like, no, Bill, just stay there and take some Facebook Live videos for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got to put you on the spot. Earlier you said if you put your mind to anything, you could do it. But lead singing, that's probably where you draw the line. Like you might need quite a few vocal lessons to make that one happen.
Listen, I've actually been – so we have a recording studio here in 210 York Street. It's a phenomenal recording studio that Chad Taylor runs and operates. So even if bands want to come in and play, they can hire him for that stuff. And, listen, I've had the luxury of seeing so many bands and so many musicians come in here and try to, write music and stuff. And you know, for the 8 years that Ed was gone, Taylor would get so frustrated with different people and be like, man, if Ed was here, Ed would have just like, you know, freaking, he would have shit out. Oh, sorry. And like 10 albums by now. And sure enough, that man is a pro. Like him and Taylor and the guys working together, like the guy can write, the guy can, you know, he plays his instruments. He can sing, he's got pipes. I mean, you know, when all said and done, I mean, this band will be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame one day, and Ed Kowalczyk will be come down as one of the great frontmans of his time. Like he is just, I mean, wait till you hear the new music, Jim. Man, I wish I could send you some of it, but Chad will kill me. it gives you goosebumps. I mean, the band is back. I mean, and
that's awesome.
You know, you got to say, and you know, for me, you know, coming from Nazareth, PA, you know, Chad Taylor and you know, convinced me to come to York, PA. And I was even like that, like, go to shit town? Like, what are you talking about? You know, that's why we, you know, decided to join forces and come here. And, you know, not bad from a kid that was came from a single mom who raised us being on welfare. And, you know, we didn't have money to go to school. I had to go to the military, spent a lot of years in the military, a Desert Storm veteran. And so shout out to all the veterans out there that come from poor families, man. You know, you use that as a vehicle to get you to a, you know, a better place in your life. And you put your head down and use that discipline you learn from the military. You can achieve anything you want in the world and you know, do anything with your life positive. You know, so shout out to all those men and women in the armed forces that, you know, protect our way of life still. So kudos to them, and I look forward to them, and, you know, welcome to seeing them all at the live shows or at the races. So come up to us and say hello. You know, we really love you guys and girls.
Definitely. Well,
amen, Bill. Amen.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah. And I appreciate both of you guys taking the time. I know you guys are busy. Thanks for phoning into the show, and we'll definitely, we'll definitely have to catch up again soon. We had a lot of fun today.
Thanks, awesome. Jim. This was awesome.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Hey, it's Rob Riggle.
And Sarah Tiana.
And you are listening to Riggle's Pit.
Yeah, and a ham horn. And we have a new podcast available on Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and the Podcast One app. If you love the show, share it with a friend and leave us a rating and review.
Every Thursday, we're going to sit around and we're going to talk about the things that really excite us, like life, comedy, sports, a lot of sports.
Ourselves.
A lot of Sarah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope you join us.
I promised you guys an epic interview, and you know what? I delivered an epic interview on every front. I don't even know what to say about that. So much fun. Chad Taylor, Bill Hines, rock and roll legend Chad Taylor with the band live. Going to go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at some point in time. I learned something new. One of the 100 highest selling albums of all time. That's insane. You think about that. Every album ever made in the history of the world, and they're in the top 100. That is nuts. Absolutely nuts. Such an honor to have Chad Taylor on. Bill Hines, just an amazing guy. He's turned into a really good race car driver on a bet. Who would have thought, right? But thank you guys for tuning in each and every week. Man, please go and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Subscribe to my other show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Subscribe to them both. Listen in. Make sure and leave those ratings, reviews. Much appreciated for all of you that do. If you want to get a hold of me, it's at JimBeaver15, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook groups as well. You know, I like to talk to you guys, like to know what you're thinking about the shows, guests, and everything in between. It's always a good time to catch up with you guys. So please or use the contact form at my website, downanddirtyshow.com. We will definitely do that. And, you know, and I like chatting with you guys. Seriously, man, engage me in some dialogue, even if it's not about the show, just about the Olympics or anything that's going on, racing, whatever, man. I will talk with you guys. I love talking on social media with my fans. So let me know, you know, hit me up at JimBeaver15. We always like to chat with you guys. So thank you guys once again for tuning in. We'll be back next week. Down and Dirty Radio Show Tuesdays, Project Action Thursdays. And, you know, it's always a pleasure to be talking with you guys. Got big news coming on the Amy Hood front next week on Tuesday. I think you guys are really going to enjoy that. So if you don't listen to my other show and you just listen to this one, we'll make the announcement here as well. So you won't be out of luck. But thank you guys. We are going to sign off here. And don't forget, you want to get in on that Amstel Ultimate Indy 500 fan experience. All you have to do is go to amsoil.com/Indy, and you can get involved in that. Also, thanks to Geico and TrueCar. And we will see you guys next week. Be safe. As always, game on.